For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Here we are, back on the B-list. I'm B, y'all. I'm joined here by Sel. You guys know her. It's like her fourth or fifth time here. I love your hair.
Thank you.
Looks so good. I saw your TikTok the other day. Real quick. Okay, so Sel, you guys know her. The podcast is Who Asked Me? And the Instagram account is also Who Asked Me? But you can also follow her personal Instagram account, which is Sel... What is the
Who Asked Sel?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Who Asked Sel? Yeah. I love the hair. I saw your like TikTok and you were like showing your inspo.
Thanks, Boo. Yeah. My divorce was finalized this week. So I was like,
mm-hmm. I said, am I divorced before? Ashley could never.
Literally, one of my friends texted the group chat and was like, bitch, Ashley Darby is lucky because if you were divorced before her, I was going to have to get in them comments.
I'm getting divorced before Ashley Darby. I know I'm not married.
Is Bethany divorced?
She's divorced. Yeah, she's got to be. She's been divorced for a minute, yeah.
What about Kenya?
Ooh, I don't know. But, you know, I don't follow Kenya like that. We're going to get into Kenya, too. I got a couple thoughts on Kenya, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 It's been a fucking chaotic week.
It has. It really has.
Let me just give you the lowdown about my week. Mm-hmm. I woke up on Sunday. And I live in a building in Brooklyn, and my landlord, I woke up to a text from my landlord, me and the girl that lives above me, and she's going to sell the building. The landlord, she was like, oh, I have, it's because the building, I think, falls into a will. And so because it's like multiple people, I think she's forced into a sell.
Gotcha.
She was really sad about it. But I was like, okay. But she's giving us like 6 months to look. She's like more than 6 months, really. She was like, give or take. But she's like, you know, I feel really bad. It's like, bet. No, like I'm one of those people. I don't like something like sitting over me. So I bed rotted for Sunday. You know, as one does. And then Monday, I was like, boom, 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 boom. Like looking at all these different places. And by Tuesday, I found a place, applied that night, got it by what, Wednesday evening? So then I was like, okay,
oh, perfect.
I'm signing the lease today. I'm
perfect.
One thing about me.
My living situation has to be, I cannot have my living situation up in the air.
No.
I cannot.
That's why I don't like Drew. What do you mean Ralph is living in the base? Well, you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself.
We'll get there.
How's your week going?
My week is good. Like I said, I'm officially divorced now.
Yeah,
officially divorced. My birthday's in 2 weeks. You know, I'm having a great week.
Okay. First Thursday without the traders, though.
Yes. But you know what? I feel good. I feel really good about the traders. It was a little rocky there for a little bit. But we turned it around. We turned it around. Gabby Wendy, my, you know, high school alumni. We went to the same high school.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went to the same high school.
That's
She's
so funny.
Thriving. I love that for her.
I think last episode, it was Gibson Johns was on here. Shout out Gibson. Mm-hmm. And I think we were literally questioning, like, where she's from. Like, she's got such a distinct accent and vibe. And I was like, where is she from?
Yeah, so we went to high school together in Illinois, Southern Illinois. People, I
could see that.
I mean, it's the Midwest. Okay. I don't know. People are like, oh, y'all talk funny. And I'm like,
yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But no, she's always been great. She's always been a sweet girl. So I'm happy for her.
Worst U.S. accent, go.
Oh, chow.
Regional. Or it doesn't have to be regional. It could be a state, too.
I'm going to have to go, what is it? Love is Blind, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like mine might be, while I love a DC accent, like a Like, you know what I mean? I can't even describe it. What is it like? More you, like the U's are always super. It's the Baltimore
Borderline
accent.
Baltimore. I was just about to say borderline Baltimore, but I don't want to say Baltimore because they get rowdy.
Sorry, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Baltimore. Yeah, no, it's something about, I don't like a Maryland accent. I'm sorry. Sorry, but I love Maryland. Like
Yeah,
one kind
same.
of, yeah. I've been thinking, like I keep seeing it on my timeline and stuff. I'm like, I cannot wait until it happens. 'Cause you know it's gonna happen.
But what if
It's gonna
someone just did
happen.
it?
I
What
know,
if
right? 'Cause
someone
someone,
just did it?
I'm not advocating for someone to do it, but if it
No. But if
happens,
it
I'm
happens.
just making contingency plans for when it does. Like I have a playlist going.
Yeah.
When it happens, I'm gonna be, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
Like I'm gonna be
absolutely.
calling,
I
I think all
might.
of us are calling off of work.
I was just about to say, I'm
Yeah.
going to use a PTO day. I'm
If you
going to
know,
get a
you
cold
know.
drink.
Several cold drinks.
Life is worth
Living.
living.
Again.
Yeah.
Who is a housewife that, have I asked you this? Forgive me if I've asked you this before in the past. Who is a housewife that you will always fight behind forever? I think I've, have I asked you this? I feel like I'm gonna know by the answer.
Listen, I will,
Yeah.
I have a problem fighting behind because they're gonna embarrass us,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
And this goes into like one of my lists, list items. It was Nene for a long time, and I still really, really appreciate what Nene brought to this, the franchises in general, like Housewives. She is the most quoted housewife, right? Some other things I just can't get behind, especially at this point in 2025. But it was Nene. All the rest of them, I'm not gonna lie,
No one's you stand that well.
no, not really. And you know what? I like Whitney in SLC. She
What?
used to get on, okay, she used to get on my nerves a lot, but I don't know when she started pointing them fingers.
That last episode.
I said, you know what? I get why you're here. I
No, she did it. She
understand
does
why
her.
you're here. Okay, you're messy and you're really stirring the pot and you want to be here. I can appreciate it.
Angie K is that for me, I
I was
think.
just
Angie K
about
is
to
someone.
say, Angie K,
I don't think she could
I
embarrass me because she's like I think part of her allure is that she is so kind of like even when she's I don't condone slut shaming, but however, the high body count hair, all of that, the high body count hair of it all, it's so unserious that you can't embarrass me because it's all a joke. Do you know
One
what I
foot on
mean?
the grave and the other in the banana peel. Like,
A
what?
poet. She was spitting,
And she was
unfortunately.
pissed. She was
Yes, she was spitting. She
it
was
was so funny. Yeah, I love Angie
her
K. I've
pen
grown
is
to love her.
unmatched.
I've grown to love her. I really didn't have any like feelings about her before she came on. Like, I knew she was friend of. It was like okay, blah blah blah, but I've grown to really like Angie K. I'm trying to like think like old school housewives too. I'm not sticking beside Portia,
She's already embarrassing y'all. I'm so sorry.
but I
This
no, she is. She absolutely is.
is
Which, what do
really
you mean you thought
embarrassing
you were
us
gonna come back on
now.
this show and no one was gonna say nothing? Like, okay. I've grown to appreciate what people bring to certain franchises. Yeah.
That's fair. I keep seeing this news going around, floating around the ether about a big Bravo announcement. Have you seen this? People are trying to figure out what it is. There's some announcement coming up. Dumas's been talking about it, and I got in Dumas because you know we cool like that. Shout out Dumas. And check out her podcast. She no. Every time I'm like, kind of, I'm seeing stuff, and people are like, oh, "She's my first. I'll go to her." And I'm like, "What does this mean?" Decode it for me. I think she was trying to figure it out too, but we were just at a loss. We both decided that it can't possibly be Andy Cohen stepping down. I don't think that's what this is at all. I think
That
that.
rumor circulates every like once every 2 years.
I think that what. I know. But I think that what it's going to be, and Dumois posted a kind of like a video about it, but it was a bunch of series of slides, like a carousel of images. And it was, I was notably, it was old Roni. Specifically, Carol was in the photo, and then it would show photos of Uba and Aaron. And then, yeah, I don't know. But then also, it showed a picture of Summer House with Lindsay. My guess is that they're going to figure something out. I think it's either, and I know this may seem far-fetched, and I've talked about it again on this podcast before, but I'm sorry. I think that they're going to ask Carol Radziwill to join Roni.
That, I mean, I don't think that would be bad. I don't
And
think it
I
would
think
be
it's
bad
the
at
only
all.
plausible bridge between the old and the new that would make
Yeah.
sense. You know what I mean? And
Yeah,
I would watch it. I'd
absolutely.
be down for it. I also like I hate the idea of like, oh, put Paige on Summer on
No,
Rose. No, that's
I'm tired of
terrible.
that shit.
Lindsay, however, would eat. I would love to see a single mother trying to make it, a new mother, getting
Single
activated.
mom who works two jobs, who makes her
Yes.
kids a nurse.
I would love for them to try to clown her, saying that she doesn't have enough money and all this stuff, because she would get activated. She drinks more than all of them. She knows how to party. She'd be great. I'm sorry.
I don't see Paige on Roni, and I really don't see, I gotta be honest, I don't see Lindsay on Roni as of right now. I want, you know what I want? And
What?
I said this, I know you're not a Vanderpump Rules person,
Yeah, no.
but I had said for a long time before that show really, really went to shit,
Yeah.
we got to figure something out
Yeah.
because none of these people work at the restaurant anymore. We've officially lost the plot. And then they have the Valley, but the Valley is, and it's the Valley is good.
Okay.
It is really good,
People say.
but it is probably like 2 or 3 years too late to me because we should have ushered that old crew kind of into the Valley and then did re like cast Vanderpump Rules like sooner. And I kind
Yeah.
of feel the same way about Summer House, right?
Okay.
I love when they film in the city. I
Yeah.
love to see them in the city, right?
Yeah.
They are talking, the group is talking about different things now.
Yeah.
I probably am so annoyed by Lexi because we have Lexi who's 25 and priorities and worries are just completely different than Kyle who's 43
Yeah.
and and Amanda and all of
Yeah.
them. So
He's a man
we,
child.
yeah, he is. We need to figure something
Amanda and
out.
man child.
Yeah, we need to figure something out at this point with these shows that are kind of like, I don't want to say age capped, but kind of like life capped, right?
Sandwich, right? Kind of
Yeah,
sandwich, yeah.
it is like, okay, how long? Like, yes, you go to the Hamptons, y'all will continue to go to the Hamptons, but how you go to the Hamptons is going to change.
Yeah, for sure. Needs a
We got to
spinoff.
figure something out. Yeah.
Vanderpump does a reboot film there, or the reboot is starting to film or something. I'm gonna, you know what? This might be my turn to like kind of dip in, because I just don't like any of the old bitch. I don't like them. I don't want them around me. But if there's a whole new, if it's the same concept and all new crazy people, I'll take the opportunity to just slide in that way.
There's power in people being broke. Okay.
I love it. You
When
know,
they
you
were,
tell him,
hello, when they
hello.
were out back, when they had to get to them tables, okay, and they had to give us quality TV, it was chef's kiss. I feel the same way kind of about Southern hospitality. We had a rocky start with Southern hospitality for me because I truly just don't like Leva. I really don't.
She's very not a part of it, though. I mean, she's shown up two
No, she
times this
isn't.
entire,
Yeah.
yeah, so.
She isn't, right? But and like Vanderpump Rules, like fans know, like after a certain point, we were like, why is LVP here? Because, like, girl,
Yeah.
you don't need to be. This is not, you don't hang out with these people.
Yeah,
These are
she
not
low
your
key hates women
peers.
too.
Yet, Loki.
Yeah, high key.
Hi, hi. But yeah, it was like, okay, LVP doesn't need to be here. That's how I feel about Leva. But like the end of last season and this season of Southern Hospitality for me, I was like, oh, we're cooking.
Yeah,
We
we're cooking
are
with
cooking
grease.
with grease.
I would
Okay.
love to talk about it, but you know what? Unfortunately, I'm not caught up enough. I haven't even started the reunion. I mean, it's been a
It
chaotic
has.
week.
It
And
is.
then
Yeah.
I keep seeing the clips though, but I don't want to watch too much. And like I said, it started as a treadmill show for me. So I would love to, I'm really focused.
Yeah.
So I
Th
need something
they're
to watch
cooking
on
with
the
grease.
treadmill. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
What's your Bravo hot take right now? Do you have a hot take?
That we need to stop talking about Hannah Burner.
Oh, okay.
We need,
I thought it was
I
interesting. I haven't really seen them talking that much about her, but there was a lot of flashback scenes, and I was really shocked by that because for someone who's not involved with the show and hasn't been for three, four seasons,
Yeah.
yeah, it was like the flashback scenes. I mean, I guess there has been a whole new audience of people that have joined, but.
There is, and I completely understand that like Giggly Squad has, and I think The girl has done great for herself outside
She's done
of,
really great for
because by the
herself.
time she left the show, she was, I can't stand her. I really can't.
Yeah, I know you can. Yeah.
But by the time she left the show, things were not good for her in the public eye. So where she's at now, great. Love it for you. There's just a lot of rewriting of history there with her, and it pains me. It is one of those things that truly pains me, and I don't want to talk about her anymore.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. That's not really a hot take. I mean, that's most people would probably agree.
I
I
don't
am a Hannah
know.
apologist a little bit some at times, not for everything. However, but I have a specific taste.
She is, I feel like she is your flavor of chaotic.
Yeah, you know what I mean? My hot take, I don't even think this is that much of a hot take. I mean, I have two in case going on your reaction, but it's Kyle's time to go. Kyle
Oh,
Richards. Kyle
is that a
Richards.
hot take?
No, I don't think so. It's
I would
kind of,
say
I
I've
think
been saying
it's
that.
really time to go. I said it before, but or I think it's Kenya's not needed.
We're on the same page.
Yeah,
See,
I don't think,
these are not hot for me.
Kenya, just like the little bit that I saw of her in the Atlanta premiere, I was like, you're not, this is right. Whatever's happening, it's a natural progression of things. The way she greeted Brit, it was asking to create pro like you could have
Thank
these.
you.
It was
Thank
really,
you.
Brit's not crazy. I hate when
She's not.
like Kenya does this too with people, and then
She
she
does.
does things, and then you say, Kenya, why did you do this? She's like, well, I treated everyone. It's like I have the same set of eyes that I see the same things that y'all are seeing. She plays a lot in people's
She
faces, and it's time for her to take a little time out, I think.
has one of those fandoms that is similar to
Yeah.
Teresa, to
Yeah.
where they like think she can do no wrong. I like when I heard what happened between her and Brit and her like putting whatever up on the screen, I said, that's listen, I can be a gutter bitch. I really can if you push me there. I would never, ever, ever do anything like that. You know what I mean? And like you said, I completely understand. I think I said in my review, I completely understand where her and Brit got off on the wrong foot. Because
However,
what?
Brit's not. Wait, I don't want
No.
to. Yeah.
No. I'm not gassing her up. But if that was my first interaction with somebody, it's talking about the ring. And that's why I never have a problem when people go there talking about Kenya not having a man, because Kenya goes there.
Yeah.
If I just like meet you and I'm like, you ain't got a man, you ain't shit, that's completely different.
Can I say,
Kenya's
by
like,
the
oh,
way?
are you engaged? Are you like, you
Why
are so
is.
male focused.
I know. Well, I think I think also,
Oh yeah.
yes. Yeah.
It's
I
yeah.
think, and that reminds me of why Kenya is kind of part of the issue with the show because it's stunted growth. Because it's just like every season, the conversation always goes back to, well, that's why you can't keep a man. Or adversely, it's your man's gay. It's just like one of the two, and we will never move past it.
I feel like that's Atlanta culture too, though. Like the can't keep a man and your man is gay, because we all know what they say about Atlanta.
What are you saying?
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging, it's often your hormones too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Before we get really into Real Housewives of Atlanta, I want to switch gears just really quick. Have you been watching Denise Richards' show? You've seen this shit? People don't like it, I guess. I mean, I see the comments. I mean, so I think it's really divided. Either you're gonna go in with a positive, with a place of yes, or you're gonna go in not really getting, like, not everyone's gonna get Denise. You gotta, like, it's if you
It's
know, you
she's an
know.
acquired, yeah, she's an acquired
Yeah.
taste.
But
Can
when
I be
she's sitting
honest with
at
you?
lunch with Erica Jane, and she's talking about an iguana, a 30-year-old Cuban iguana named Godzilla, who was dropped off on her door because Charlie Sheen's ex, who's a, I guess, a junkie, was getting dropped off at rehab. They dropped the iguana off at the front door. They had to give it an entire room in one of the townhomes that she has, put clothes on it every day. It died, so they're going to have a memorial service. And Sammy, or is it Lola, the Jesus freak, is going to.
Lola.
I'm just like trying to follow. And Denise is saying this, like, this is not made up. This is
No,
really her
it's
life
like
is.
completely, yeah.
This woman is actually fucking crazy.
It's so chaotic. Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
Why? It's very reminiscent to me of old E shows. So you remember,
Absolutely. It is,
and
but that's.
I think we need to bring those shows back,
Oh,
okay?
it's just
So
simple fuckery, not too chaotic, like just 30
exactly.
minutes.
It's giving Rich Kids of Beverly Hills. It's
Yes.
giving Newlyweds. I know that came on MTV, but it's giving old Kardashians, right, when they first came on. It's
Yeah.
just so light, and
And
it's
no
like,
one's
what
getting
am I watching?
canceled. No one's getting
No, like,
canceled. We're just sitting around calling each other a bitch, maybe. And
yeah.
then we go shopping. And then we talk about a 30-year-old iguana who's just dying. And we have an entire room in a townhome because we have three townhomes, by the way.
Because our husband's family
Family lives in
came
the Malibu
in
home and
the
never
and I
left.
needed space
We're having picnics
with
with.
Charlie Sheen's ex, who I am the kid in the junkie
Yeah,
nephew
ex.
that
Yeah.
stole her handbags and was selling them on Instagram.
Yeah.
She's
And
like,
he
I
went
love
and
him
said,
so
I'm the
much.
LV dealer now. What is going on? I learned something new every episode. Aaron is off of his rocker as
Oh
well,
my God, he's so
but he's
crazy.
hot. And all the guests are on. And then Tori Spelling, who, by the way, I think Tori Spelling could make a really interesting friend of on Beverly Hills. Her lore, I'm so shocked that they've
Deep.
never offered her a role of some sort on Beverly Hills Housewives because. I mean, the money that she comes from, the
The name.
legacy, the
Yeah.
name, the spelling. I mean, Aaron Spelling is what Andy Cohen aspired.
Aspires,
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not just making. I mean, he's written about him. It's like it's the dynasty of it all. Yeah, it's just crazy.
The
So I
beef
don't know.
between her and her mom,
Yes,
her and
and how
her and
she ended up in
Dee.
destitute. I don't care how bad I fight with my mom. If I end up in a trailer. And she's in a fucking, oh, we're making up. I don't care what.
Yeah.
don't care.
She
Yeah. So.
bought that farm or whatever and a pig and then abandoned it because she couldn't
She's
take
got
care of it.
an interesting little life going on. And I think Tori Spelling could be a very interesting kind of, you know, some.
Friend of, yeah.
Denise's, yeah, whole thing going on is just really every episode is like five different guests. It's Camille, it's Tori, it's Erica Jane. It's fun.
It is. It's
You
I it's light. It's I'm
and
a
say what you
fan.
want. She's other housewives could they always say that they could run their own show. Nene always sorry to talk about your girl for a second. Nene was
No.
always saying that she could have her a solo show, but I don't know, Nene. You don't really get along with a lot of people outside of the
People.
show. Yeah, but
You
Denise
don't
has
get along
like
with people inside of the show.
Denise got into that Rolodex and started flipping. She's like calling up Patrick. Well, not that these people are working. I mean, they're not busy, but. Erica Jane ain't busy outside of the thing either.
Her redecoration is
Yeah,
done.
so yes, yeah, so.
She's got some free time. You know what? And you know what? It's funny because Denise is calling people who she beefed with.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, yes, I'll be there.
Yeah, I think Denise shows up. I think, like I said on the last episode, I was talking with Gibson about this. I think it's just like this is the proper way to use her. She's not really good,
Because,
and she falls in. She becomes the wallpaper in a group dynamic. But on her
yeah.
own show, when she's in charge, the crazy comes out, and I love it. I love it.
Oh
Yeah.
my God, this is like kind
What?
of off a little bit. Have you
Yeah.
seen that hairdresser, Tracy Tudor, the hairdresser in Dorit? Have you seen that whole saga?
I saw something about it. So it's
Oh
something.
my
Oh, she
God.
didn't pay them, right?
Listen, it's a lot of miscommunication, and I gotta be honest, this is how Dorit gets away with things. And like her and PK, true grifters, true
Yeah.
scammers.
And it's true.
Because when the hairdresser is
Beverly
explaining
Beach.
it, hello, this is not the first time someone is had to chase Dorit down for their money. A
The
service
water park.
provider. Okay. This is how she gets passed with stuff, because he literally, he showed the text messages, everything. She's like, okay, baby, call you 1 minute. Okay, baby, 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 baby,
Baby,
baby.
baby, baby.
Oh, and I need you for this, and I need you for this. And it is, I see where things got lost, and we know how hotels work. So she's saying that he took her card and charged an extra night of the room. It really is a simple miscommunication of like, she is supposed to be paying for the room because that is part of his contract. She did not have the card available, and she wasn't available by phone. He put his card down for incidentals. We've all done that, right? And his card got charged, and then they reversed the charge, but he had invoiced her and for other stuff, including the room. And the other stuff was never paid for. But then she starts making a big deal about the room and saying, you charged my card for the room. And or you're trying to at least. And then he's like, she tells me to send it to her office, to her accountant. And he's like, okay, fine. The room debacle, I'm so sorry. Like, I thought they charged my card. That's why I just added it onto your invoice. The car, or like, it's been reversed. Fine. Here's the receipt. The rest of the invoice, however, for the hair, the extensions, the like, girl, I was like, but and then she got on Watch What Happens Live and was and like tried to put him on blast. And Tracy Tudor was like, actually, I was there for this conversation. And you didn't, yeah. I'm sorry. I do want to see Tracy Tudor on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Just come on for like one.
I'd like to see. She said she would do it. She said she'd be a housewife.
She said
I want to see
here's
it.
Tracy Tudor is
$1 Million Listing LA.
okay, sorry. Okay. I noticed the name, but I just these cats care. You know I don't watch that one.
But yeah, I really don't either, but she like has caught my eye before, and she's very interesting, and it can be background noise for me, but she has said she'll do it, and I think she needs to.
Beverly Hills needs help.
It's
I wrote it down here,
hemorrhaging.
but I'm not even gonna. Yeah, it's there's not a thing to even discuss. So
No,
Bose.
can we talk about Bose for a second?
What
Because
about her?
here's my thing. Here's my thing. I do like her. I enjoy her, and I'm glad she went where she came in authentically, right? Unlike like Anne Marie and some other people. But it's not like missed upon me that I know why the dynamics are what they are on Beverly Hills. And that's because we had the Fox Force 5 and all of that, and all these people sticking together. I just can't like keep talking about sisterhood and this and this and this. Like, y'all are here to argue. Okay, y'all are here to argue. Let's get on to it.
And I'm over it. I don't want to talk about Mauricio. I'm over it.
Oh, well,
I'm
you know
over
it's
it.
getting dragged on Threads.
Who is?
Me.
Oh, about what?
Yesterday, because I didn't re I don't 14 years we've been watching this show. I when she said that Mauricio was Mexican, I said,
He is.
he always been Mexican. And
Yeah,
I
no, he
just tweeted
is.
it. I tweeted, I said, now hold on. I said,
Now,
how
so
did
wait
I
a damn
forget me?
minute.
I said, now literally, this is what I said. I said, Mauricio always been Mexican. When did I miss that? I admitted it was me.
They got in your ass,
Oh
huh?
my God,
Oh
the
my God.
Kyle stands.
I didn't know she had them.
I
That's where
was
they would be,
like,
huh? They would be on Threads.
I said, are y'all okay?
No.
I literally said, I missed it. I didn't argue that he wasn't Mexican. I didn't, but I don't want to
Listen.
talk about her. I don't want to talk about him. Them staring at each other in that kitchen, not talking. I was like, I'm about to
I'm
cancel.
out. I'm out. I would love to see a Atlantis style reboot of just half and half, you know?
Yeah, they need to. It's time.
Speaking of casting, so Real Housewives of Potomac, that last reunion episode, epic, amazing. Zero notes. But
Good.
it makes me sad that everyone's like, we don't even need Karen. No, you do. But we did really well without her, but you need her. She's a necessary ingredient. I
She was
don't think
still there and she was
she was
still
still
spoken
there.
about.
She was still swinging about. I that's we're going a little we got a little more too much dip on our chip. Let's not say that we don't need Karen. She just they did well without her. Why? Why? Because Spacey Stacy is delusional on a level that is Karen Huger levels season one. She is going to this might be a hot take, actually. I think Spacey Stacy will soon one day be at the level of Karen Huger in terms of people standing her. I think people don't really fully get her right now, but I think she is the right level of delusion and liar and just kind of like, and she's got a specific way of talking about, I'm trying to do it, I'm trying to do it. Hold on. Well,
I'm still lying.
Arabella. Well, I'm really focused on Arabella.
Yeah, she does have a distinct like
She's got a
dictation.
vibe.
Yeah, I
She's
will say this.
gorgeous, but also super delusional. And I think that if her whole thing next season is just them coming at her, she could really be first chair against. And everyone was coming at her, and she still sat there and took it. She's like, I think she's gonna be a stronger housewife than people think, and I think she's gonna be an all-time great.
It's
So,
very sad, but still I
sorry.
rise.
But
Still
that
I rise.
alone, but still I
I
rise.
was like, I
That
slid down on the couch. I agree with you. I just
Give her a
worry,
raise.
right? Because she is in this position to where she can go one of two ways. She can go the way of delusional and a little bit of a liar like Karen, or she can go by way of Mia. And I don't want to see her go by way of Mia,
No, I
right?
think she's too smart to do the Mia thing.
I think so
I
too,
think
but
she's too
I just
smart.
want to like I'm keeping my good eye on her, but I do enjoy Stacey. I want to see her back. TJ, hang it up flat screen. I don't
No, I
care.
don't want to see
I
him.
don't care. I think Stacey knew what she was doing. I don't. She was like, come on the show, whatever. That's why she was like, he's my best
You know
friend.
what I think probably would
My best
happened?
friend.
She probably didn't offer him money per se, but she probably, because he was flying back and forth, she probably was offering to pay for flights. And maybe he fronted them. It could be just kind of,
Just
I truly doubt, truly, that she was like, I'll pay you if you come on this show. Because first off, your first year paycheck ain't shit anyways. We all know
Thank
this.
you.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so anybody that
That
knows.
I agree. I agree. But yeah, no, I Potomac is good. Obviously, we're gonna pick cameras up without Karen, but Karen will be mentioned. Like
Yes, for
we
sure. She'll
the she
probably
will
be
be
back
mentioned.
mid-season.
Yeah. And you know what I always think? I always think when like if Bravo could go back,
Or actually,
would
no, she
they?
won't be because it's a year and it only takes 3 months to film.
I think she's gonna get out early.
You think
I
so?
do. I think
Okay,
she's gonna
yeah,
get out.
okay.
But I always wonder if Bravo could go back and film Jersey without Teresa and not have waited for her, would they decide to do that? Because it kind of created a true monster.
Precedent. Precedent.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think that that changed the trajectory of Jersey as a whole, not picking up. I know we had like one or two specials, but they were still very Teresa focused. I just it's led us to where we are now with the franchise, which is like there's nothing.
I mean, it was a very precarious place for the show to be, I think, because we also forget that at the time, Kathy Waikele was just dead in the water at that point. I mean, like, it wasn't, she was going to be ousted. Sorry. Sorry,
No,
I
no,
mean,
no.
I'm not a
I just
Kathy. I mean, I'm
always
not a, come on now. The Waikilis were not
always
given.
think of
Look at
he wasn't talking about you. He was talking about
about
Kathy,
Kathy.
and then the slow.
The face. And proving her point, too, because she had the raccoon eyes.
She said, Teresa.
That was so fucking good, man. But no, at the
What?
time when that happened, they had tried to do the twins. That was just like not an
Oh, God, that was a
Amber. So
disaster.
they were like at a standstill. There was no way that they were gonna be able to film with that cast alone. And Dina was out. So yeah, I think that was a special situation. This is like, yeah, but well, this coming season already, Jazzy has announced that she will not be returning.
Apparently that was fake.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of fake
With stuff of
announcements that are
Potomac.
looking really good. They're
I
looking
know.
really real with their
Wow,
Photoshop and
not
their
the boomer
Canva.
in me. Oh my
Yeah.
God, that was the boomer
Yeah.
of me.
Because I thought the same. I was like, oh, but now I go straight to, as soon as I see it, I go straight to the person's Instagram. But yeah, apparently that was fake.
If you didn't hear it from me, it's not true.
Yeah. Mia's trying to go to over to Atlanta.
Well, I mean, obviously there's going to be a vacuum of power at the top, right? Because Karen won't be here for the entire season, if we think. I mean, well, whatever. If she gets out early, possibly. If you were to bring back somebody, because obviously that leaves an opportunity for like one person to come back. I mean, I think Potomac, probably of any other franchise, has the biggest bench of people that you could potentially bring back to the show, and it would make sense. Like you have Charisse, you have Candace, you have Robin. These are all people that we wouldn't be mad to see them come back.
No, can I be honest?
I think Candace needs more time off, probably,
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't be mad if I saw Robin come back as a friend of, as a friend of, not, we're not giving her confessionals. We're not giving her, too much, but I think I would like to see her back as a friend of.
Give her a
I do
sublease with
think
an option to renew.
exactly. Candace, I could see a friend of as well. Her and Wendy have been kicking it, but
I could
we
see.
have a lot of potential with this, like with Jazzy, Kiana,
I feel like they're going to invite
Stacy.
Candace back.
You think? Well,
Well,
she
that's.
just left.
She
I mean,
posted
she.
some. She just left, but I think it would be too soon. But, you know.
I don't, so, okay. I like Candace. I just don't see, I saw not too long ago, she had posted a picture of something and Giselle was in the background and she put a clown face over her.
Oh
And
no.
I get
Okay, so
it.
we're not
I
doing
get
all
it.
that.
That's my thing.
All
It's
right.
just, I'm not the biggest Giselle fan, but if we're still doing that, if you're not going to want to film and talk to and like try and be like bridge this gap, then no. You know what I mean? Because it just doesn't work. And I understand. I think Giselle was wrong as the day is long. I really, really do
But you need to
for
move
how
on.
she drug it out.
It's
Yes, but like
the
it's
fighting
we
style
can't.
is not what is conducive to a healthy show that people want to actually
Exactly.
watch, and we just want to have fun. Come on.
Exactly. And that the fun is back. So yeah.
Let's go over to the bonus episode, the B-side. Tell me about your podcast for a second. Do you have any guests coming up? Anything that you should be looking for? Oh, actually, I'm gonna be.
I was gonna say, well,
Yes, yeah, I will be on, yeah.
you will be on this Sunday. Yeah, I have a podcast, Who Asked Me Podcast. It is, you can watch it on YouTube. You can listen on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes weekly every Sunday. And then, of course, I'm doing my thing on TikTok, getting on there, giving quick recaps of the episode. So, yeah.
You guys check it out. I love listening to her. Also follow her on TikTok because that's where I love your content. I think the most is it's really the most active too. But she does
It is,
reviews of
yeah.
all the episodes and all of that stuff, specifically Summer House. It's good. It's good, guys. Also, listen to, well, we talk about him all the time. Tell the bees, love him. Yeah,
We
we just stand
love
him down.
him.
Yeah, love him.
Love him.
You guys go to patreon.com/thebeelist to subscribe to the bonus episodes. You can get that and all previous ones. And we're gonna go over to the bonus. We're gonna talk about our lists. We have some lists of things that we're obsessed with this week. We're gonna talk all about the new Atlanta. We're gonna talk about a little bit about Summer House because I have some thoughts. Hey, fix that fucking front door. And don't let it hit Danielle on the way out.
Oh
All
my
right, sorry, guys.
God.
Bye, guys. Love you.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.